B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Hey, Prime members, take advantage of peak tomato season at Whole Foods Market. Get organic heirloom tomatoes for $2.99 a pound through August 10th.
Nice.
While supplies last. You like heirloom tomatoes?
I do.
Yes. They're fancy.
It's a classy gift to bring to somebody's house when you go over.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's fancy to say it. Because a lot of people don't know the word. Call it heirloom. But no, it's heirloom.
I don't know who you're hanging out with, but whatever.
Yeah. Hey, you know those heirloom tomatoes? I don't know.
I'm out.
Okay. Check out your Whole Foods Market app. Okay, LBF, what is cool?
This is so interesting. Every car made after 2027 may have this. I'm kind of excited about it.
After when?
2027.
Okay.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah. Is it wings?
No.
It's not wings.
Flying
okay.
cars?
Find out.
No.
I wish. All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I've got a shout-out for some local fishermen who rescued a woman from a coyote.
It's crazy.
From a boat.
That's crazy. It,
yeah, you can't wait till you hear this.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
Hey, and we have to go all the way to Adelaide, Australia for a hack on how to keep those shower glass doors clean. With three simple steps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fancy.
I was TikToking and I found this.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
That's what we do, right?
We TikTok.
Yeah, we TikTok. Around
right.
the clock. All right.
All right, this is why you should read the fine print of all these big, giant government deals. Buried deep in the 2,700-page infrastructure bill is a provision that mandates all cars manufactured from 2027 onwards be equipped with this, a drunk driver monitoring system in the hopes of ending a behavior that results in about 10,000 deaths in the United States each year. If passed, the bill would give a firm release date to a research program the federal government and the automotive industry group have collaborated on for more than a decade. So that would be great, because here's the thing with people getting behind the wheel when they're drunk. They don't know it. You know, you're like, oh, person like realizes afterwards, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But if you could have something in the system right there that says, nope, you might want to go sober up, buddy.
Are they all going to have a breathalyzer?
That's what I was wondering. You blow
I don't
into
know.
It?
I
mean, that's what a lot of people who have, right, priors have to do.
I've had that happen, you know.
What?
No, I didn't have it happen. Uh-huh. I got into a car with somebody.
And he had to blow in?
It was a Santa. And
he was a Santa. This is a better story.
It
just keeps getting better.
He was a Santa, and he just had to. And he's like, "Well, he was driving. I drove with him to my house, and he's like, just 1 second."
Oh God!
And I'm like, "Oh well, Santa's got a high pressure job."
Okay.
Anyway, I've seen it in action.
He blew
it was
clean,
fine. Everything's great. Right, it's all good for him. It's all in the straight and narrow now.
People leave out a lot of eggnog over the holidays. All right.
Okay, Brian.
Shout out to fisherman Captain William Kelly and his fisherman Andrew DeCarton. They were cruising along out by Race Point Beach last week.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they heard cries for help from the shore. Check out this. They took video of it. Check this out.
There's a lady getting attacked by a coyote out here. I'm not even kidding. She's trying to beat it off with a stick. Did he bite you? Are you all right?
I don't think I can get it together. I'm only got 2 feet of water.
Wow.
So that was Marcy Sterlis. She posted on Facebook how they rescued her. They pounded on the side of the boat, then they found some TNT and dropped a boulder on the coyote.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
No, they didn't do that. They pounded on the side of the boat with an oar. The coyote ran off. They got her onto the boat and brought her to safety. But the coyote was chasing her up and down the beach.
Wait a minute. Where was this
On Race Point Beach.
I have a question. Why wouldn't she just jump in the water?
That is
a coyotes can swim, too.
I'm sure, but like she probably could swim faster. Why wouldn't she just jump in the water and get away from it?
She was just taking a walk on the beach.
Well, right, but like if you're being chased by an animal that's not a land animal, I would be like, let's go. I'll go in the water.
Well, that's where the sharks are.
I mean, not to blame her. Not blaming the victim.
Yeah, you are.
You're being chased by a coyote.
All right. So all's well that ends well.
Yeah, sure is.
I hope she bought him lunch.
Way to go, fellas.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? They deserve a nice lunch after that,
they
I would think.
You always...
Huh?
I just know what to buy you if you ever rescue
me. Yes.
Give him a reward. No, he just wants lunch.
I should have bought him lunch. It's fine. He's
going to move on. Sandwich.
All right. Let's go to Adelaide, Australia for this little TikTok hack. This woman has a simple step, three ingredients to wash shower doors to keep them clean without expensive products or a lot of hard work. Here she is explaining this hack.
This is another hack that I found on TikTok that just works. A dish wand, vinegar, and dish soap. A lot of you probably already know this. I already had the same solution in the shower, but in a spray bottle with a cloth. And honestly, it was just such a waste of time. You can even do the outside of your showers and just wipe it down with a towel or anything of microfiber, and it just comes up so clear.
Okay, you know what a dish wand is?
Yeah, I know what a dish wand is.
Okay.
I mean, I don't like that I know.
Well, vinegar, dishwashing soap, and that's it. And your magic wand, and just, I saw her do it. Just wash it down, rinse, and it was sparkling.
Really?
Isn't that great? Why do you need all that expensive stuff? Just get that. You got vinegar, don't you?
You know what you can get? A shower curtain.
I, understand some folks like a shower curtain.
Well, they like it.
You can use it to clean those, too.
Probably. Mm. Vinegar is the thing.
Just try it. This is the, the sound that you will get. Isn't that nice?
It is nice.
That's a gliss.
Yep.
Okay.
Dish wand.
All right, that came from...
Making all your wishes come true.
No, yeah, okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.